views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ballard Show. Insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Now, here's your host, Kelly Ballard.
Good afternoon. Hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Ballard, and you are listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. I am so glad that you joined me today, and it has just been a very energetically exciting day in my little office suite in upstate New York here. We have just been having spirits moving in and out of the suite like crazy, lots of audible phenomena. I'm excited. I get to teach a class later tonight. We're talking all about manifestation and abundance. So I think that the spirit world is getting excited to make this stuff pop and happen. And I'm hoping that they'll be very present with us today on the show to bring through that great, great energy. So thank you all for sharing your brilliant energy with me today. We're going to do some awesome things together with spirit. And I hope that you'll stay with me the next hour as we open up our hearts and our minds to connect in with spirit and educate ourselves with divine energy. As you know, each week we cover a variety of topics ranging from grief and spirit guides, mediumship, listening to your intuition, healing, animal communication, and so much more. And if you're wondering on how you can find me outside of Transformation Talk Radio, you can always check out my website at reflectiveharmony.com for more information on how to schedule a private reading with me in my upstate New York office or a phone reading. I read for clients all over the United States and internationally. And you can also find information about my upcoming classes, workshops, and webinars. And speaking of webinars, I just wanted to give a quick little plug. There are still spots remaining for my past lives webinar on February 10th. You can do this from the comfort of your own home, whether by computer or by phone. And we also have some spaces left on February 24th for the automatic writing webinar. You can sign up for both of those on my website as well. I'm really excited. We've got an absolutely fantastic show today. It's all about awakening the silent messages of animal telepathy. And I cannot wait to introduce you guys to my guest in a few moments. For those of you that, you know, listen to the show regularly, I love animals. My two little puggies on the spirit side and my two pugs that are living with us are like my children. They're my furry children, as I like to say. So I'm so, so excited to have our guest on today and to really get into this whole other just amazing energetic work of these little furry loved ones that we have in our lives. But before we get into that, I wanted to give you all a few little tidbits before we get into that good stuff. And as you know, we have the best callers that call into the show every week. And thank you for calling in. Thank you for your patience. And this is where you grab that pen and paper, because you're going to have an opportunity today to call into the show and talk with my guest about your little furry loved ones. So you can reach us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're interested in following along with today's show, you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonykmb, for more information. And you can also check out an archive of the show on my website at some point tomorrow as well. So with that said, let's get into the good stuff. So when you love animals, the most magical thing in the world would be if you could hear them talk, right? So imagine knowing exactly what your animal companions are saying, because, you know, they are communicating with you. You can end frustration and pain by learning the profoundly simple steps to open your connection with your dogs, cats, horses, and bringing this greater level of joy to all of your lives. I'm so excited to have my guest, Asia Voigt, on today. She is an international internationally known animal communicator, intuitive life guide, teacher, inspirational speaker, radio host, and author. Asia connects with animals on a soul level to help resolve emotional and behavior issues while assisting in deepening their bond with us, their human companions. Asia also helps people to reconnect with their own intuition, their healing ability, their potential, and life's purpose. Throughout a 17-year practice, Asia has assisted over 70,000 animal and human clients. That's amazing. In her animal communication and intuitive development workshops, Asia generously shares her skills by guiding participants to uniquely open up to that just amazing brilliance of their lives. Her work has been featured on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox TV, as well as countless radio shows on Coast to Coast, Hay House. She's published 3 books, including Pearls of Wisdom with Jack Canfield, Miracles Happen with Dr. Brian Weiss, and Extraordinary You with Vanessa Talbot. In today's show, Asia is going to share with us the type of animals that are capable of this telepathic communication, what type of person is most likely to hear animals, and the 2 worst things you can do when you open your intuition, and steps to get started in hearing your pets talk to you. And as I mentioned, we'll also be taking callers throughout the show. So if you've got a question for Asia, you want to talk with one of your animals, give us a call at 800-930-2819. Asia, welcome to today's show. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, hi, Kelly. Thank you. And hi to everyone listening. I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. So Asia, I'm always, always, always fascinated about someone's journey. Like, how did they get into this line of work, and especially the work you're doing with our furry loved ones here? So how and when did you start communicating with animals?
Oh, it is such an incredible journey with some ups and downs and weaves and spirals in there. But really it started when I was very young, and I thought everyone communicated with animals. I mean, you know, like the sky is blue. I thought that's right. What it was for everyone. And it was the most delightful part of my day. And when I was playing outside, I lived across the street from a very large apartment complex. And I would stand at the edge of my yard, and just imagine my 5-year-old just standing there like, will somebody play with me? And I was not allowed to cross the street no matter what. And I would just start waving to children who were playing over there. And they would come over. And this one young girl, she was about 8, and she said, I'll play with you. And we were sitting in the grass, and then this golden-colored dog comes bounding over to us. And I was just saying out loud what the dog was saying, which was, oh, my family. I have to run away from them at least once a day. They're so noisy. And I was like, oh, you poor dog. And she goes, hold on. Wait a minute. How did you know that about that dog's family? Because they live like 2 blocks away. And I know you've never been over there. You've never even seen them. You're not allowed out of your yard, right? You're 5. And I'm like, what do you mean? You can't hear the dog? Are you kidding me? I thought, what? And she said, no, people don't talk to dogs. Mm-hmm. No, they don't talk to animals. I'm like, huh? I've never heard of that. It was almost like telling me the whole world was blind. You know, they have eyes, but they can't see out of them. They can't see the trees. They can't see anything. And I thought, this is horrible news. And then she went on to say, you know, you better keep this to yourself because people are going to think you're a little strange. Oh, so that's how it started. And I knew, gosh, this is a thing. This is something that most people don't have in their lives. And I was really sad. I was just so sad for humanity when I heard that.
Oh, absolutely. And so as an adult, was there a point when you really embraced this and said, all right, like I want to help on this bigger level?
Yes. And it was a huge awakening for me. And, you know, if you think for yourself, like, you know, your listeners are like, oh, gosh, you know, I want to be able to have this. Let me just tell you what I'm going to be telling you about is you don't have to go through a big painful challenge in order to open your intuition, okay? So, but hey, if you want to, there's many of us light workers who we like to do the wounded healer. You know, we like to go down to the depths and watch ourselves, you know, shoot out like Wonder Woman.
Absolutely.
Cave, you know. So this was in my early 20s, and I was on my way from cold Wisconsin, where I am right now, and on my way to sunny Florida. And I made it a couple of hours into the state when a semi carrying stone in the back of his rig crashed into my van.
Wow.
Yes. And I was trapped inside as smoke and flames swirled around me, and I couldn't find a way out. And I was actually the third person out of the van. There was two other people in the front. I was in the back who got out right away. But by the time I got up to the front, I'm like, how did they get out? And I'm just frantic, you know. I can see there's the smoke and flames getting bigger. I'm trying the windows. I'm trying the doors. Everything is jammed up, crammed up. It is not moving. The smoke is coming in. I'm getting weak. My eyes are stinging. And my body systems are starting to scream. And then just at that moment, everything stopped as my guardian angel appeared before me.
Oh, wow.
And I could see them with my eyes.
Asia, let me have you hold that thought for one moment, actually. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. We've got to take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to jump back into this story. I'm like sitting here on bated breath, wanting to see what happens. We'll be right back with the very, very wonderful animal communicator, Asia Voigt. Stay tuned, everybody.
Resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's A-T-A-A-N-A method.com, and sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Do you often find yourself feeling overwhelmed, overworked, or exhausted? Are you ready to embrace a life filled with more love, connection, and joy? Best of the month list and 5-star rated on Amazon, Conscious Being by author TJ Woodward will awaken you to your true nature. To learn more about how to get your copy of Conscious Being, visit consciousbeingbook.com today.
What is a master soul gardener? With Nomi Bahar, you can be one too. Her revolutionary Gates of Power method is a comprehensive program that addresses every aspect of yourself, and gives you the tools to tend to the seeds of your soul's garden. Let Nomi guide you through and beyond what's holding you back and help you embrace the life you've always dreamed of. To learn more about upcoming classes and workshops, visit gatesofpower.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Back. You're listening to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Thanks for joining me today. And if you're just tuning in and you have a moment, be sure to check out my latest posting on my Facebook page about today's show. As I mentioned, we'll be taking callers throughout the show to connect in with my wonderful guest, Asia Voigt, Animal Communicator. And you can reach us at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So before we just went to commercial, Asia, I'm chomping at the bit here. You were telling us about, like, as an adult, kind of when this transformation really happened, and you had just gotten into an automobile accident, smoke, flames, feeling your body shutting down, and then you had a guardian angel that came in.
Yes, and you know, I was ready to give up. I just thought, you know, there's no way I'm going to get out. There's no way I'm going to live. And really, the guardian angel just says, you know, what is your desire? What is your intention? Because you have so much soul work to give to the animals. And I need you to choose. And then I'll help you with the rest of it. Just choose your truest desire. And choose from power and giving, not from fear.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Okay, I choose to live. I choose to make a difference for the animals. And the angel's like, great, and got me out of the van. And, you know, there was definitely some fire involved. But, you know, I survived that and was at the intensive care and learned so much about spirits and more about angels. And I had a near-death experience where, you know, they really spent a lot of time talking to me about moving out of fear and opening my heart, which is one of the best things that anyone can do who wants to start talking to their dogs and cats and horses. It's all about being vulnerable in your heart, open, and listening, and really having that intention too, to choose, this is what I want in my life. So they really showed me how to do that, and just giving me a boost of extra intuition as they sent me back to my hospital bed to recover.
Wow, incredible. So, Asia, my question is, you know, with all of this, like, telepathic, you know, work that you're doing, you know, do you actually hear the dogs and cats and horses with your physical ears? Is it hearing them with your mind's ears? How does the process work for you?
Wonderful question. And I think that sometimes people begin, you know, beginning students who want to start talking to their, you know, dogs and cats, and they think, oh, I'm not doing it because I can't actually hear them with my physical ears. And it's really the telepathic and intuition is using your intuitive ears and hearing them inside your mind. And then I know many people feel like, oh, I don't want to say I'm hearing voices.
right? Yeah, I understand that.
Don't put me in the crazy house. There's some fear about that from the past or other lifetimes, right?
Yep.
And when, you know, there's a really distinct difference between hearing your animal companion talk to you, just like an angel talking to you. It's sweet. And when it happens, there, you know, you might be startled a little bit, like, gosh, I don't sound like that. I don't talk like that.
Right,
that's
right.
A different kind of intonation. And what on earth is that? Mm-hmm. And as an adult, because I really had turned off my ability to communicate with animals for a while, and so I relearned it again, and that's why I feel like I can really help my students in so many ways. I knew how to do this as a child,
right.
And it got turned off, and I reawakened it. It's possible for you to be able to do this, and so I really guide my students from that way. And, yeah, so it's a hearing them as a intuitive voice and words and sentences in my mind.
And it's interesting. I feel the same way about mediumship. And that's one of the things I always say to my students that, you know, we're all born, I think, with this ability to tap into something bigger than all of us. And whether it's animals, people, you know, angels, just an energy force, a source that's out there. It's being open. It's being open to receive and trying to let that ego get out of your own way at times. So, Asia, what kind of animals do you typically talk to?
Really, the top animals that I work with are dogs, cats, and horses, and those are animals that are living on the earth plane and animals that have passed. And, you know, really any ages. They can be, you know, puppies. They can be, you know, a 38-year-old horse. Any of the ages, and occasionally, probably the more interesting and unique animals I talked to was a frog.
Ooh.
Named Froggy, nonetheless.
I love it. Very original.
But, you know, when I talked to this frog, and I remember when she called, it was actually, I would just answer my phone and work. You know, so that was like 18 years ago now.
Oh.
In the old days before I got really, really busy. And so this woman called, and she was crying. And she said, you know, my frog is really sick. Can you help me? And she was just so authentic that I'm like, this is not a joke, is it? And, you know, I said, okay. And what's your animal's name? You know, Froggy. But when I called on this frog, I said, this is the biggest frog I have ever seen in my life, or even in a picture. This is this ginormous. I didn't even know a frog could be this big. It was like a big turtle. And she said, that's right. That is an African, some kind of special African frog.
Oh my gosh. Uh-huh.
And it showed me this whole, like, water playground in her living room, all set up for the frog. And she said, that's exactly right. You know, so then the validation starts to come. So that's the other thing, you know, when students want to learn, or people are like, God, am I making this up? Am I really doing this? Am I making it up? It really does help to be in a class or to have a coach and get that validation.
Right.
So you can get, like, you know, this woman was telling me piece by piece, yes, that's what my living room looks like, you know. Yes, that's the size of the frog. And then it gives you confidence. And then you can build forward step by step in being able to hear the animals, from dogs, cats, horses, to frogs, to guinea pigs, to mice.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Now, what type, are there typical issues that you help pet parents with? What kind of issues do people come to you for typically?
Probably the number one issue is animals marking inappropriately in the house.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. So going pee and poo wherever they feel like it. Sometimes kind of accidentally, other times very purposefully when they're waiting for you to look at them, and then they back up to the wall and
right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of the people who have come to see me have already really spent hundreds or thousands of dollars working with the vets, working with trainers, which that's wonderful, and that's very important for them to do that. And they have no answers. Like, every test they take comes back negative. Every kind of thing. And they love, you know, like you, Kelly, and the listeners, you love your animal. They are your fur children, as you said.
Yeah.
And they're committed. They want to know what is wrong. And so many of my clients desire to know the answer to that and really help heal their whole family, help heal everything that's going on, because many times the animals will say, I'm deeply affected by the death of daddy last month. I mean, it's big emotional issues that I see a lot of the time, or there's a teenager in the family that's acting out and just was arrested. There's, you know, one of the children is just went into the hospital. And, you know, that I see a lot of things like that where the animals start acting out and they don't know how to deal with all the stress and the energy that's happening in the house except for peeing and acting out.
Oh, yeah. We, I was mentioning to you during the break, my husband and I rescued, two pugs, about 2 years ago. And it's funny, they're different like personalities. But one of them, if I leave to go away somewhere, like for the weekend, and I don't tell the, one of the two of them, he'll ignore me for a few days when I come back. And I've kind of finally figured out now is if I let him know before I'm leaving to go somewhere, I come home and he's fine. I need to take a quick break. But before we do that, could you let all of our listeners know if they want to find you on the web, how can they do that?
Yes, thank you. And pretty much if you know my name, you can get a hold of me. And so it's Asia, just like the continent is spelled, A-F-I-A. And then last name is Voigt, V as in Victor, O-I-G-H-T. So put that together, AsiaVoigt.com, and that is my website.
Perfect.
And I have clients. I've actually worked with clients in 43 different countries around the world. And I was just taking a sabbatical, but that just like ended right now. And it might still say that on my website, but you can go ahead and email, and you can get on my list if you'd like a one-on-one private appointment or information about upcoming classes and events. And so then my email is asia@asiavoigt.com, and you can find me on Facebook at Asia Voigt, Animal Communicator and Intuitive. I have a fan page that you can come over and like, or you can also send me a private message. We can be friends that way. I'm very active on Facebook.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Thank you.
All right, everybody. Hold tight. We will be back in a couple moments.
I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
And enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Kabbalah, experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org, that's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Welcome back to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/reflectiveharmonyKMB, for some tidbits with today's show. I just updated it with Asia's Facebook page and also her website, so you guys can find her there as well. So, Asia, while we're waiting for some brave people to call, I wanted to ask you if you might be able to tap into one of my beloved little furry children. I have a 12-year-old pug. His name is Beans, like the vegetable, like coffee beans. What information do you need from me about Beans? I'm hoping.
I think that's good. And you live in, is it New York or New Jersey?
New York, in Albany, New York, outside of Albany.
Okay, New York area. Focus in here. Okay, so I'm just going to call for him to come and send his spirit body. And he's living on Earth now, correct?
Yes, he is. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, as soon as I call for him, he comes right away. And I'm going to say he's moving forward. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm using my chest. I'm using my chest to guide me. And he said, I have a strong front end, and so if it bumps into anything, I'm okay. I'm not going to get hurt. And kind of like a little football player. And
that makes total sense.
Yeah.
He crashes into everything right now and bounces off very resiliently.
Yeah, and he's like, he's not traumatized by it. He's not bothered by it. And he's like, I'm strong. I'm tough. And, you know, that's really kind of cool because I used to have a dog that didn't see well, like Beans, and she would be very traumatized when she would run into things. Like, she had her anxiety level was like at a 1,000. And for him, he's just like, oh, boom, yep, boom. into something else. So that's really good for you to know that, you know, it is challenging, but he's not suffering, and he's just not traumatized over it. And he is now showing me a picture of going through your house, and he said, oh, pretty clean, pretty clean.
That's hysterical. That is also very true.
you know, he doesn't like to really be surprised by things moving or, you know, piles of stuff. But the pathway he's showing me, you know, he can get through there. You know, it's not like you're a hoarder. He's like, yep, I can move, I can walk. So he's really thankful for that. And he can, you know, he can find his water, he can find his food. But he says, sometimes I just want more food. He's like, where is the food sometimes? He said, I swing by there and it's not there. He said, what's going on with that?
That's hysterical, because he is like a little, he like eats so fast sometimes that he throws it up. Like, he's, not to be gross, but he's a true pug in that nature of eating.
So I just tell him that you just put it down like a little bit throughout the day.
Yes.
So
it's fed twice a day. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, beans. Yeah. She hasn't forgotten about the food, and she won't ever. Always thinking about you, sweetie. She loves you very much, but you can get like crazy over the food, and so that's why it's not out 24 hours a day. You know, some animals have that, but for you, it's best if it's the smaller meals throughout the day, and that's how it's going to be. Okay? He's like, ah.
that does not surprise me either.
Ah! Like, he just was like, give me what I want.
Yes.
You know?
He
get a little noise, demanding.
That little noise that you just make, he does a little something like that, like when he gets a little, like kind of weirded out at times. So that's very funny. You're saying that. Oh my gosh, Asia.
Yeah. And he said that he finds that you have a lot of slippery surfaces in your house.
Absolutely.
And he's wondering why about that, and why it's just not all like, you know, carpeting or fabric or.
Yep, that makes complete sense. Our house is mostly hardwood.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to get carpeting over that. Beans, you're right. It is slippery. It's hardwood, and that's how it was built, and that's how the humans like it. Maybe they can get you a couple of more rugs with the sticky backing. Kind of here and there to satisfy you, but no, they're not getting carpeting. No.
Oh.
He's like, all right. And, you know, I guess if he starts to, you know, he still looks like he has pretty good traction, you know, like he was saying earlier, like boom, boom, getting around, even though, you know, I guess if he really did start to slip a lot, you could get little booties with grippers.
Absolutely.
On the bottom.
He would wear those. He likes wearing clothes. His previous owners dressed him frequently. So I
exactly. Because when I presented that idea, he's like, yeah, say it to her.
I actually found
the best doggy boots when I was in Sedona, Arizona. There's like a little hiking spot, like right at the center of town. If you know the name of it, call and tell Kelly. I can't think of it, but he saw that flash in my mind. He's like, oh, yeah, those like look like the best high-tech doggy fashion boots ever, and I want them. So.
Oh, Asia, thank you for tuning into my boy. I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're welcome.
We've got to take a break in a couple moments. And then when we come back from break, we've got a couple people calling in that I want to hit to before the show's over. But I had a question for you real quick. You know, so I know there's probably listeners out there that are wondering, you know, can anybody do this? What would you recommend if someone wants to get started in this? Are there courses that you do that are online? I know you have a free ebook that is available to everybody. Can you talk a little bit about that for a moment?
Yeah, and really, it is a beautiful ebook. So really, come to my website if you're interested, asiavoit.com. Stick in your name and your email address. It'll be sent to you right away. And it really goes through the steps of how do you get started in this, because it is learnable. Mm-hmm. And as I was saying earlier in the show, yes, I talked to animals as a child, but then I turned it off for almost 10 years. And as an adult, I relearned. I taught myself. I had the guidance. At that time, I didn't have a teacher right away, but I used my angels, my guardian angels, guides, spirit guides, and the dog that I had adopted. who, thank goodness, very bold and brassy, and would continue to stare at me and stomp her paw until I would sit down and meditate. And I just kept trying, kept at it, and kept practicing, even just 5 minutes a day, and then it started. It just opened and turned on. But yeah, the ebook is wonderful. I also have an online home study animal communication course that you can purchase that and download it and start right away. It's really a great program. And then I'm going to be teaching some more classes in the fall. And once you get on my email list, you'll be alerted about that. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, we need to take a quick break. If you're interested in connecting in with Asia, you can check out my Facebook page for all of her contact info or look her up online, asiavoit.com. And when we can turn, we're going to be taking some of our callers and check in with their furry loved ones. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Living Kabbalah. Experience the fruits of the Tree of Life. In this 10-month ascension program, Kabbalah unlocks the potential of your own divine nature to know and accomplish your unique purpose in life. Get ready for real and lasting change.
Enroll now for this 10-month ascension program starting January 30th through 31st. Visit 10thhouse.org. That's 10thhouse.org today to learn more.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Hey, Welcome back to the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond with me, Kelly Ballard, on Transformation Talk Radio. I so appreciate you spending time with me today. And as a medium and intuitive consultant, I work with spirit daily to provide my clients with answers and insight and inspiration from their loved ones on the other side. You can always find out more information about my services at reflectiveharmony.com. And I hope that if you're just tuning in, you are so going to want to listen to the replay of today's show. We have Asia Voigt, who is an internationally known animal communicator, on today's show, and it's fantastic. So you'll want to check that out. So Asia, I want to hit the phones. We have a caller, Melissa from Saratoga, New York, calling. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Melissa, meet Asia. Asia, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I had a question regarding my dog. I have, he's about 6.5-year-old Weimaraner named Leo. And I didn't know if I should ask for a general or a specific question.
Whatever specific, why was there general?
Okay. And then hopefully you know,
Leo can zoom in on it.
Yeah, I was just curious if there was anything regarding his fear of men, or especially like workmen, and if there's anything that I could do to help him.
Okay. All right. Great. So let me get Leo in here. Okay. Boom. That was fast. Okay. He likes me. He likes women.
Yeah.
I need to, like,
he
an inch
women,
from my
yes.
face.
Yes.
Leo, he's, like, very friendly, and he's, like, this is how he sounds to me, his voice. Let's be friends. Hi. Hi. And he's like, I'll even crawl in your lap if you want me to, but you're standing, so I can't. But he would try. Like, he's doesn't know he's such a big dog. Anyway, when he's in the love mode, he's like, let's cuddle and just, like, bond forever. And So Leo, we're going to talk, though, about guys and workmen. Is what your special person, Melissa, wants to know about here. What do you think about that? Oh, yeah. And he's like, you know, this little growl in his throat. He said, no, this is very bad. He said, they're bad. And it's noisy, it's vibrating, they ruin things. They're messy, they're loud, they're just all around does not work for the kind of dog that Leo really thinks of himself as at the core, which again is just like sweet and so loving with you, Melissa. It just kind of surprises you when you see him act out
yes
towards other men. Does it feel that way to you?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, like you're like, holy cow, who's this dog? You know, like, we were just cuddling, you know, 10 minutes ago, and now, wow, this is amazing. So, okay, so Leo, I know that you, like, seriously do not like these men, but I know it seems like they're wrecking things, and sometimes they are, but it's an old building, and it's probably not functioning anymore, and they're going to take it down, and they're going to build something else, or they are directing traffic, or they're having supplies coming. And those are big trucks. And sometimes there's hammering, and it is a lot going on. And I'm here to tell you that it's not going to probably stop anytime soon. That's the kind of thing that they do, all kind of noisy stuff involved with that. And they will be important, though, for our society and the place that you have to live. He said, Asia, you can just talk away, but you're not going to convince me. No, he said, my mom, Melissa, has already tried. And he said, usually we just have to get away. We just have to just avoid it. So he's wondering if maybe you could just, like, move out far, 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 far into the country, like on 100 acres or something.
mm-hmm. Asia, I have a question. Could there be anything from Leo's, I say childhood, but like before he was adopted by Melissa's family that like connected with men that he's holding on to, just out of curiosity?
Yes. Yeah. And as soon as you said that, or even before you finished talking, I felt a sensation of a pull on my own ear. So it tells me that when someone was picking on him, you know, pulling, like a, you know, probably a man or maybe someone dressed in a way, pulling on him. I mean, not nicely. And, you know, teasing him and picking on him. And so that's why sometimes he can be so, like, just like he didn't want any trouble. You know, that's kind of his core thing, not to, like, have anything harsh. Doesn't want anything harsh or loud. Doesn't want any trouble. He can want things peaceful and sweet and consistent. And
yes,
when something falls outside of that, he just doesn't like it. Because, yeah, it does remind him of some negative times that he had when, in his puppyhood.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's pretty ingrained. You know, it's pretty ingrained in him, and really he's kind of just saying we have to try to avoid it as much as possible.
That's what I do with him.
Hope that you're not dating a construction worker. Almost like that, so.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
Melissa, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.
You know, Asia, it always fascinates me, you know, with animals that, you know, of course, we most people, you know, we adopt them from, you know, whether a breeder or you know, an animal rescue or, you know, things like that. And, you know, there's so much, I think, in those beginning years that, you know, we obviously don't know about. And you hope that, you know, in most cases, animals are coming from loving, good situations, but they don't always. And I always wonder how much of that early baggage as they're, you know, like, you know, little ones starting out in their animal lives, how much of that baggage they bring with them present day, you know?
Oh, definitely. And probably the most challenging animal that I've ever had, and I've had a ton of animals that I have rescued and assisted over the last 30 years, and all of them, except for maybe one, was a rescue in high need. And I adopted a Maltese named Little Pearl, who came from a puppy mill rescue, and she had been there for 5 years, and she was extremely traumatized. And it's just heartbreaking that they really had to go out of their way to just frighten her so much that she was really like just this wild animal. When I adopted her, who would run to the corner and first try to just freeze like she was a piece of cement, and then otherwise just kind of like growl, and she would go back in between these two frenetic ways of being. And it took me 2 years to have her feel like, wow, she's a normal dog now.
Right.
And then it was almost 9 years later until she had her full personality and was spontaneous and joyful and brassy and bold. And, you know, it really is wonderful to be able to be a part of that. But it can really be a long, long process for some of the fears that can get ingrained from their puppyhood.
It's it blows my mind, because I think that you wonder just how differently life could be if there was a little more TLC and kindness, you know? Well, it is hard to believe, but our show is just about over. It flew by, and I cannot wait to connect in with all of you wonderful listeners next week. I need to thank our amazing guest, Asia Voigt, for sharing her time and her energy and her talent with us today. Asia, thank you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for tuning into My Little Furry Loved One Beans. Having you on today's show was absolutely fantastic. Thank you.
Oh, it was my pleasure. If you ever want any help with them, oh gosh, just call me, email me. You're in. You're going to be on the list. You get right at the front of the list.
Oh, thank you. And for all of you listening, if you want more information about Asia, you can connect with her on her website, Asia Voigt, VOIGHT.com. I want to thank you all for sharing your time and energy and vibration with me today. And thank you for tuning into the Kelly Ballard Show, Insight and Inspiration from the Great Beyond on Transformation Talk Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week, we'll be talking with the Connection Coach, Valerie D'Ambrosio. Have a great week. Be open to the awesomeness of the universe. And thank you for allowing me to serve Spirit. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to The Kelly Ballard Show. insight, and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly Ballard is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from your loved ones on the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in every week and visit www.reflectiveharmony.com to learn more about Kelly and the services she provides. Thanks for listening.